I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Schools in Metro Atlanta could be in the next group to join Georgia's new school turnaround program. According to the AJC, almost half of the 104 schools in the state eligible for the turnaround program are in Metro Atlanta. Eric Thomas, the state's new chief turnaround officer, says he'll be identifying the schools and districts sometime this spring. If after 3 years the schools do not improve, they can be removed from control of the local school districts. The AJC is also reporting that the new federal tax overhaul plan may cause Georgians to pay billions more in state taxes over the next 5 years. The new laws modify some of the deductions Georgians use when figuring their state taxes, which may result in more taxpayers using the standard federal deduction rather than lowering their state taxable income by itemizing. So while many Georgians may pay less in federal taxes, they could wind up with bigger state tax bills. The chairman of the Augusta University Health System says he has a plan to reduce costs by $20 million in the coming months. Dr. Brooks Keel says the institution is still losing money, but they appear to have turned the corner, thanks in part to an increase in the number of patients treated during December due to the severity of the flu season. According to the Augusta Chronicle, the $20 million represents a 4% reduction. The health system has been trimming personnel who receive benefits through attrition and using more flexible staffing, but they have not done any massive labor actions. Simultaneously, recruitment efforts are underway to add more physicians. Health system officials blame part of the poor financial performance on a lack of physician manpower. And officials at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church say a campaign ad recorded in the sanctuary for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Evans was filmed without their approval. The campaign's now-deleted Instagram video featured shots of Evans clapping at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Service inside the church, along with an image of the slain civil rights leader and the slogan, "Bringing Hope Back to Georgia." In a statement, the church says Evans was not authorized to film an ad during the event. Federal regulations prohibit churches and other charitable organizations from endorsing political candidates. And a movie based on the heroic actions of a Decatur bookkeeper who stopped a school shooting in 2013 debuts tomorrow on Lifetime Television. The film is called Faith Under Fire. It tells the true story of Antoinette Tuff, who was working at the Ronald E. McNair Discovery Learning Center when a man stormed in with an AK-47 assault rifle. Another film about Tuff's story, titled DeKalb Elementary, was nominated for an Oscar last week. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.